Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, Miles. John Woods, Tech ID 14912, Redwood Construction. Calling regarding order number.
Okay, I'm ready for the order number whenever you have it available.
0711, C as in cat, 61, D as in David.
Okay, thank you. And this order is for Sarah Urbanowitz at 208 East Broadway Street, Mount Carroll, Illinois, 61053. And you said I'm speaking with John?
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. And how can I help you with this install today?
We're over capacity, and I have one tech with a reaction to the COVID shot. I will not be completing this order today. I have rescheduled it with a customer tomorrow between 4 and 6 p.m., and that is confirmed.
Oh, okay. So let me see if there's any possible way that I don't think the system will let me put it on for a Sunday, but I'm going to check.
I think it will.
Yeah.
Because that market is supposed to be for Sundays now, too.
Oh,
anyway,
cool.
I reported it to my superior, and he said I needed to advise you guys.
Okay. Let's see here. All right, so I have it scheduled for tomorrow. Oh, that was cool that it would let me put it on. All right, so
yeah.
So let me note the order, and since you've already contacted and spoke with the customer, I wouldn't have to do that. So let's see here.
Sounds good.
And you said that was with the 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time frame?
Correct.
Okay. And also, you may just want to pencil this one in just in case it doesn't show up on eTrack, because any time that I've ever seen an order that was where it was scheduled for the very following day, it never gets put on eTrack for some reason. Hopefully, in this case, it will get put on the eTrack, so you'll have access to be able to, you know, do what you need to do in eTrack to, you know, update the order and have all the customer's information in eTrack. But if not, you may just want to pencil it in so that when you do have the ability to manipulate the order, or if you want to give us a call on Monday so we can update it, or whenever you can update it, you'll be able to do so. But it's just something I just wanted to make you aware of, because there's been a lot of times where customers will call, you know, for whatever reason, their installation didn't take place on a certain day, and then they're extremely upset, and they're demanding to be put on for the following day. So we call the installation office, hey, can we put this customer on for the following day due to X reason? And the installation office say, okay, yeah, that's fine. Just go ahead and put them on for tomorrow. So we put them on for tomorrow. And then come the evening, the customer's calling, hey, where's the text? Nobody showed up and I haven't heard anything. And we pull up the order and it was never routed by the system. And that's why it never showed up.
Copy.
Yeah, so just pencil this one in, and you may have to go out manually without eTrack having the order routed for you, because it may not get routed. Hopefully it will, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on that, because oftentimes it doesn't. You're very welcome.
Okay.
And also send an email over to the installation office for you, letting you know that it has been rescheduled. That's part of just standard protocol if I reschedule an order. But would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Yes, I have the same circumstance for a different customer.
Okay, I'm ready for the order number.
0702, C as in cat, 255.
Okay, let's see here. This is for Joellen Langerman at 102 North 7th Street, Bellevue, Iowa, 52031. And so is this one also going to be a 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time frame?
That would not work for her. She's accepted 9 till 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so should I just list it as 9 to 11?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, because since
the
we do...
The computer's going to call her and tell her it's 11. I hope that doesn't create her... I don't know. She's got to go to work, so 11 would be too late for her, but whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll put that you spoke with the customer, and the customer agreed to 9 to 10:30 a.m.
Excellent.
All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and reschedule it before I put the notes on the order. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, I also sent an email over in regards to that order as well. And in the one for Urbanowitz, I accidentally listed it as in the subject line where I'm supposed to put the abbreviation for the state, I accidentally put IL rather than IA. That was my mistake. I apologize.
Oh, no, you got it right. Urbanowitz is IL.
Okay, yes. But when I, in the subject is line,
IA
I put...
on Langerman.
I'll put IL.
Yeah, that's right. For our balance,
okay.
That's correct.
Oh,
I'm
so,
working in multiple states.
Oh, okay. That's what threw me off. I'm not used to, typically the installation offices would handle CERT just one state, but then I do know we do have some that do multiple states, so I can understand.
Oh,
so I'm
gosh.
Glad I didn't make a mistake in that regard. That's okay. That's reassuring.
South Dakota and Nebraska and Iowa and Wisconsin and Illinois.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So
one more
thing. Yes. Oh, okay.
Go
one
ahead.
More order.
Yeah. This is different circumstance, but tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready for the order number.
07149, B as in boy, 9, F as in Frank.
Okay, thank you. And this order is for Melissa Pena at 1319 West 5th Street, Waterloo, Iowa, 50702. And what's going on with this one's already rescheduled to tomorrow. What's going on with this order?
Well, perhaps Jeff Rader, my superior, did the rescheduling, but when I reported this to him, he told me I needed to call you and or DOD. I'm not even sure if I need to call DOD, too, on all of these or not.
I don't believe that we would need to, as long as the customer is aware of what's going on, I'm not sure why we would call the DOD.
Okay.
I mean,
now,
I
in
could
respect to her, the customer, she's not aware in this circumstance, the third order that we're talking about.
Oh, this so customer's
just
not. Oh, no. Okay. So let me reach out to the customer because, we want to make sure the customer is aware of what's going on. So they were Mrs. Pena was scheduled for today, but it's going to have to be tomorrow. And what would be the time frame for tomorrow?
I would say we could do like 9 to 1 with a half hour zip call.
Okay, 9 to 1. Okay, let me reach out to the customer, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.